Dear Sister Meg, to be in a good, sound and healthy condition is good. To be contented, happy and free from all cares and worries is to be placed with the essence of contentment. All these qualities I have today, and as such persons are required up at the firing line, I am proud, Meg, that once more I take my chance alongside my comrades. No doubt you will be disappointed at my having to fight again, as I told you in one of my letters that I was marked unfit for service. Great changes are taking place here, and I am having a touch of the changes. I am fully prepared to fight for all I am worth, and trust that I shall account for a few lives before I get another dose. I suppose, Meg, the papers at home will be printing a good deal about the progress of the war. I wish the day was here when the word peace will be printed in big 8-inch letters. What a sad sight it is during night time, witnessing car after car flying past full of wounded. The very buzz of the car machinery seemed to give out a mournful noise as if it were aware of the awful tragedy. I do feel sad, Meg, when I see so many soldiers being conveyed to hospital, some disabled for life, some never to recover from their wounds, and others again to be doctored up and sent back again to fight. Your very sincere brother, I remain, Alf.